Like I said it after the last one too. Like the you hear it one way, like on the album and live, and then you hear it in the studio stripped down like this, and it's just, it's a whole new world, and like you find different things that you like about the song. You know,
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I really enjoy doing these things. We've definitely gotten more used to it.
Yeah.
I'm
having trouble with the connection.
Heavy on the drum.
Heavy playing the cell phone back there.
Sorry about Heavy there.
Little guest appearance from Siri or Alexa back there.
Oh, man. Banging that cajon too hard. It set Siri off.
It set Siri off. Well, tell me, like, you guys, you know, you've only been a band maybe 6 years, is that right? Five years?
Way less.
Four, because we started the band, and then, we took like a year off when we wrote Jeff Beck's album.
Right.
And toured that for a year, and then basically moved to LA. In March, it'll be 3 years, and we started basically from scratch.
Yeah,
So we had to get...
We started the band, we sort of met each other about 6 years ago, but we did stuff and then we stopped, yeah.
Okay.
So actually, this kind of like setup has only been 3 years.
Okay. So in 3 years, you guys have gone from pretty much doing, you know, the grunt work, the beginnings of this, and now you guys are playing these giant arenas.
I know, right?
Opening for Korn and Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
This is like the biggest tour you guys have been a part of so far, right?
100% it is. It's 100% the biggest tour. Every night you like sort of get in there, you're like, oh my god, these shows are absolutely ginormous. And there's so many people around, it's ridiculous.
Like, was it a shock when you first did that? Because what was the biggest venue you played before that?
We did an amphitheater tour with Bush and
Stone Temple Pilots.
But it's different when they're inside. When people are inside, it feels different. Mm. Like outdoor doors, you sort of get that festival vibe. So you kind of, they're more dispersed. Whereas when they're inside, it feels insane.
Yeah.
The biggest ones were like we did Red Rocks probably, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a bucket list venue for me. So like
I've
never been.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's cold. It was
oxygen was missing.
And the oxygen, you get like, you can't breathe properly.
Oh, right.
You forget to be told about it. Then you get on there, you're like, oh my God, what's happening? And your heart's like burning. You're like, I'm going to die. And then you're like, oh, the oxygen.
Well, I'm stunned every time that I follow anything that is updated with you guys, because for, like you said, the last 3 years or so, you know, you guys have been popping up on music charts and people's radars and stuff, and every time it's exponentially bigger that you guys are jumping on. So
we feel good. We always want more, but then everyone always wants more. But we feel like we're now like getting there.
Right.
We feel like we had to put that first record. We're now ready. We want to get straight. We've already started writing the second one. We're ready to go. There was a lot of like, the beginning was a lot of setting up. We moved country, so we had to change the whole team. So the couple of years was just like, all right, how do we even do this in America? And now we kind of feel like we've got an amazing team, amazing people supporting us, like you guys.
Absolutely.
It feels really good.
As fast as you guys are moving, I would imagine you're going to be headlining in like 6 months or something. You know, if you guys were to put together, you know, kind of a lineup to work with, like, who would be your bucket list bands to work with?
Oh, there's so many amazing ones. Our friend Grandson, we absolutely love. We always shout him out because he's incredible. Our friends Raw Blood, we love to work with. We love them.
Okay.
Who else? Marilyn Manson.
Death Metal.
Die Antwoord.
Yeah. Okay.
We love to work with Die Antwoord. They're one of my favorite people in the world.
Queens of the Stone Age.
All the classics.
You got a big grin on your face when you say Queens of the Stone Age.
I love their music.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I have a little bit of a man crush on Josh Homme.
Who doesn't? Right?
Oh, my God. That dude is
he's so tall.
Him and Dave Grohl are like my two like man crushes that I can't get
we
away from.
We did just open up for them in one of
We just played a show with them.
Oh, fantastic.
It was amazing. And Johnny Depp was there as well. It was chaos. It was us supporting Queens of the Stone Age with Johnny Depp playing with them. It was just like, in those moments you're like, what the hell is going on? There's been a few of those, and there's going to be more where we're just like, what the hell is going on now? And you just like suck it up. You're like, okay, right, there you go.
Let's
do this, what we wanted.
Yeah, the music industry is definitely paying attention, because I know, you know, we talked to Ray Luzier yesterday from Korn. He said that he and Jonathan Davis both, like, you're on the same label, I think, as Jonathan's solo stuff. So, you know, he absolutely was a fan of yours. Rage Against the Machine just announced their tour, and they're wearing your shirt on their promo photo. That's incredible.
I know, that was ridiculous. We toured with Tom, and we gave him a t-shirt at some point, never thinking anything of it again, obviously. And then we were all like, oh my, we just kept getting sent it that day. Like, this is silly. We just sent him a text
back saying, haha, nice, right?
So funny. So, like, if you need another support, Tom, we're always available.
Well, the music industry is definitely paying attention to you guys, and rightfully so. I think you guys are onto something for sure.
Thank you.
So, have you guys got another one?
We do. This is As Beautiful As Boring.
Awesome. I like it. Yeah. This is an interesting one because I don't know what's the line in there. It's didn't want your face. Who's the person that didn't want your face in the magazine?
I think it's just a joke. It's never been an actual. Been an actual one person. A lot of our songs are totally autobiographical. There's one called Girls Can't Play Guitar, which actually came from a guy saying that girls can't play guitar. But this one, it's more just like a feeling.
Okay, I was gonna say
it's more a feeling.
I heard that line and I was just like, I want to know who this dude is because he is an idiot.
It could be a girl as well.
It could be. Absolutely. Fair enough.
No, but it's general, I've always had a real hate. There's some amazing things in the fashion industry, but generally I have a bit of a disdain for the fashion industry and sort of like the way that they make people feel and the sort of like size zero stuff and all of that stuff and people feeling inadequate. And I also have a kind of problem with the hierarchy of people being like deciding what is beautiful and what looks good, and that's what fashion kind of does or what people should wear. So for me, it's just been a feeling of sort of like venom for the fashion industry. There's obviously some amazing fashion people, but
oh, for sure, for sure. So, awesome, let's hear it.